Hey, this is George from Local Splash. Is this Timothy?
It is.
Hey, so giving you a call back as a request.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, great. So, well, let's start with this. So the first thing that we're going to do here, I'm going to explain the process, and then I'll guide you through the process up to the point where you start the video, and then you're on your own on that video. So, first of all, just to explain the why, Google requires for you to go through a verification for them to allow you to post your business in Google. That's pretty much the reason why you're doing this video, to verify to have access to Google. Now, we sent you an email, Timothy, to accept that. I see that it hasn't been accepted yet, which we need to do that first. This is for you to accept our manager invite for you to be able to do that video. I'll cancel what we sent since that was quite some time ago. It's probably lost into all of your emails. And then I'll resend it again. All you simply have to do is accept it. And then we'll move forward from there. One second. Email we haven't followed is twowallproinc@gmail.com. Is that right?
Is what?
The number twowallproinc@gmail.com.
That's it. I couldn't hear you when you said that at first.
Alrighty, so that has been sent to you successfully. If you didn't get it into your inbox, you probably got it in your spam folder for you to check both of them and accept the invite.
Yeah, I have problems with my Gmail account.
You're not able to log in?
No, I'm logged in. It just takes a while to propagate for some reason.
Yeah.
I've had many issues like this. I was just buying a house in Florida and I was going through the same thing.
Gotcha. All right, we'll all be right here. Let me know once you're all set.
Grabbing my computer, maybe it'll come through on that instead of my phone.
Okay.
Let's see, got it on my computer. Oh, I got origin comes through my phone. So, will I be able to make a video through my phone?
This is just a one-time thing, Timothy. All you got to do is accept. That's all we need to do here.
Okay.
And I need to let me know once you're done, please.
Okay. Oh, boy. So, it wants me to sign into my Google account.
That's right.
I believe the only pass key I have for that Google account is on my telephone.
So you don't know your password?
I barely log into Google for anything. Not here what my password was. I created the account just for a payroll check from another company. They had me on so close.
You would have to recover that.
What's that?
You will have to recover that. Yeah, without access, there's nothing we can do.
If I can find it. Oh, I don't even know where to find my passwords on my phone. Can't seem to locate it. Unbelievable.
Would you like me to call you back on a different occasion?
No, not really, because I need to take care of this, and I'm paying every month, and this is not getting taken care of. If it goes on any further, I'm just going to cancel it. It's becoming too much of a problem for me to obviously complete.
Okay.
Let's see if I can log into Google. All right. Well, I got into the account through my phone, but it's through my Face ID. Let's see if I can locate the
Okay.
Password here. So it's not showing my existing password. Let's see. Really want to change this. Now it wants me to autofill, which never works out for me. Because if I autofill it, it's some crazy password that I can't remember. I can't switch it to another computer. Alrighty. Oh, maybe that was it right there. No. Can't believe this. Let's see. Okay, let me go back to my computer here. Oh, maybe I have to close this out and go back to the invitation again because it's not letting me see. Let's see.
Give me a second.
This is the first time I've had advertised in like 25 years of being in business.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said this is the first time I've had to advertise after being in business in the last 25 years because I got involved with a government job that was supposed to take a year. It took 3 years and ruined my whole client base. Now I'm trying to find new people. I usually had enough work by word of mouth for years and years and years. See, I don't know. I guess they're going to want me to change my Gmail account password. I can't sign into Gmail. It's not letting me sign in with my fingerprint or anything on my other computer. Let's see if I can enter it manually. Try my phone again. It's not gonna let me do it. Oh, there it is on my phone. Okay. They're trying to give me a Google bundle. Is that typical? Do I have to download that?
No, all I need you to do, Timothy, is simple. I just need you to accept the invite. That's all I need you to do.
Okay. Well, I did that on my other computer. Hang on 1 second.
It's still not done yet. It's still pending.
Okay. So, yeah, security alert. I guess it's trying to let me sign into the other account. So when I sign into that Google account, am I using my email password or am I using the Google account password?
Well, Tim, there's no way for me to know what your personal passwords are. You know, some people use the same ones, some people use different ones. That's something
yeah.
That's completely out of me. That's all I don't really
use the same one. Let's see. Well, it's not allowing me to sign into the Google account. It says sign in with your... Hang on 1 second. Ask you to confirm. Chewell Pro Inc. Try another way. Try another way. Check your password. Probably going to try to sign in too many times and it's going to kick me out of my account and I won't be able to get into it for a long time. Actually, now that I think about it.
That's possible, yes.
Yeah, I've already tried to sign in like over, what, 6-7 times here. Let's see. Okay, hang on. Oh, I'm just calling out here. Sorry. Hang on. Okay. Okay, it should go into. Should go through on your end, or?
No, I see it's still pending.
It says become a manager of WallPro Inc. Is that what it says?
Accept. And then you be able to accept that?
Okay. It says my business profile. Is that what it says?
Well, there should be a button that literally says accept.
Okay.
Did you hit that?
I did on my phone, but it wouldn't let me go through. So let me go back to mail. Okay, so I'm opening up the...
I see it's been accepted already, actually. All right, thank you so much for that. So let's forget about all this. This is just a one-time thing. We're going to start from scratch. Everything we did, let's forget. Let's not use this to confuse us. So now we're going to do a video. So the video is a short video clip. It's about a minute to a minute with 20 seconds. You don't come out in the video. You don't show your face. You don't show your body. It's just things that you record. One of the things that you record would be your work vehicle. Also, you're going to record business, the tools that you use to, you know, get the job done. And also question, do you have a business card that you share with your clients?
Yeah, I got one that's an older one that I haven't used in a while.
All right, so you're going to record one of those. And also question, do you have a business license, a business registration, or business insurance?
I do.
All right, so you're going to choose one of those three documents that I mentioned. You don't have to have them all three. Just one of them is fine, along with that business.
Yeah, one second. Let me see if I have it. Just had that document in my hand last night.
And what document is that?
My insurance document for a project.
Oh.
let me pull this off of my email, and then I can just send you that document. I have to get it from my agent. Just send me it.
Oh no, you're not gonna send us anything. You're gonna record these things.
Yeah, I know. She just sent me my insurance information.
Do you have a printer?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Just information. Just printing. So how long does that video take to make?
What's that, I'm sorry?
How long does the video, how long is it?
1 minute with 20 seconds is the limit. So you're all set, Tim?
Yep.
Sir?
Yes, I'm all set.
Okay, good. So let's now get the video started. So I sent you recently a text message that has a link in it. You're going to open up that link and let me know what you get.
This is... Law Pro Inc., Wayne County, Michigan. Well, I'm not Wayne County.
I'm sorry, what did you get?
You have the wrong person. It says WallPro Inc., Wayne County, Michigan. And then you have my Milford, Michigan address, which they don't concur together.
You're gonna enter your address. So once you're there, you should see a button that says Get Verified. Do you see that?
Yep.
You're gonna click that. Then it's gonna ask you for your actual correct address. You're gonna enter your full address there. Hit next, and let me know once you hit next.
Okay, I see it now.
And are you doing this on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Going for Michigan. 4-8-0-6-5. Okay. Select a way to get verified business video or record a video of your business.
Right. So you're gonna business video, then hit next.
Okay.
Then hit next again after that.
Okay.
And then we're going to stop right there. So right there, you should be on a screen where it says start recording instead of next, right?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to stop right there just for a moment. I'm going to explain the video, and then after that, you get the video done. So assuming that everything's in place, right, your vehicle is already there, your tools are already positioned in a way where it can be very easily recorded, maybe next to the vehicle or however you want it. Of course,
they're in the back of my truck in a tool bin.
If that works, that's up to you. All right, so assuming that everything's in place, you got the business card handy, you got the document handy, everything's in place. So the first thing that you're going to do once you hit that start recording button, that depends on how it is laid out where you live, right? So you can either be on the sidewalk or on the street. But the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to record your surroundings. So you're going to turn your phone to the right-hand side to show that side of the street. Then you're going to turn your phone to the left-hand side to show that side of the street. Once you do that, the next thing is you're going to record your work vehicle. You're going to start with the back side to show the license plates. Once you do that, you're going to proceed to enter the vehicle to record the dashboard as you turn on the vehicle. And then once you do that, you're going to exit the vehicle and then record the tools that you have, wherever it is that you're going to put them down. You're going to record that. Then the last thing is that business card and then that document. So just one by one for them to show as clear as possible. Once you reach that point, you're all done. As simple as that, you just simply pause the video and it gives you the option to upload and send the video right there as well.
Okay. My tools are too heavy and too numerous to take out of the back of my truck. And second of all, I live on a 175-acre gravel pit, so it's really hard to take a shot of the street with my vehicle. That's not unless I pull it out in front of my house on the road and take a picture of it there. Because, like I said, I'm about 100 feet from the road. Is it necessary that I'm on the road?
It is necessary to show your surroundings, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I can show my surroundings, but it's not going to be by a road, is what I'm kind of getting at.
As long as you can show your surroundings, as long as you follow that flow I mentioned, you should be okay.
Okay. All right, and then as far as how my tools go, I'm going to videotape the ones that are in the back seat of my truck because they're all in a tool bag, and there's numerous lasers and all kinds of stuff in here.
Well, we recommend for you to lay them out, for it to look as neat as possible. It's up to you. I'm not going to make you do that. It's up to you. Well, I just want you to get this at the first shot. I want you to not be denied and not have to do this all over again. If you get denied, you would have to do this all over again. This is all just a suggestion. This is the way it is, but it's up to you.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull some of them out. Can I shoot the ones that I can pull out and lay on the ground and then shoot the rest in the back of the truck?
You can do that, yeah.
Okay. All right, so first I'm starting off shooting the surroundings. I go to the back of the truck, go to the front of the truck. No, actually you want me to shoot the video of the tools first, correct?
No, so let me explain let me know when I can explain once you're done doing what you're doing. I want you to really grasp onto what I'm saying. That way you get it
okay.
The first try.
I don't want to do it twice either.
So let me know when you're ready.
Hang on 1 second. I'm pulling out. Some of these things are laying them out.
Okay, the tools are laid out.
Okay, so can I take that as a yes, I'm ready? Am I still going to wait? What does that mean?
No, I'm ready.
All right, so Tim, once again, first thing you're going to do to record the video is your surroundings. You're going to turn your phone to the right-hand side to show that side of the street, left-hand side to show that side of the street. Once you're done with that, you're going to record the back side of your vehicle to show the lights. That's the main purpose of that. Once you do that, you enter the vehicle. You're going to record the dashboard as you turn the vehicle on. Once you do that, you're going to exit the vehicle, then record the tools. And then lastly, you're going to record one business card and one document. Once you get there, you're all done. Press pause. It's going to give you an update to send the video.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. So, left side of the street, right side of the street, back of the vehicle, front of the vehicle, turn it on and start it on the dashboard, my tools, and then the two documents.
You got it.
Okay. All right, so after that, we're just done when we hang up in the video, record the video. Is that how it works?
So, are you on the same phone that you're going to record on?
I am.
Okay, then you can't stay on the phone with me. So I'll just stand and look at. Once you see that you sent the video, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.